This is Gary, and this is I'll Have a Beer and Talk, a show I like to put out there on the internet every 7 to 10 days, where I talk about interesting science and tech stories while having a beer. But this past week has been a little rough. Crime dog. This year's Consumer Electronics Show took place, which dominated my news feeds, and nothing really interesting was announced or shown off, at least to me. Well, other than some smart underpants, but yeah, not really enough compelling stories made it on my radar last week to commit to a full show this week. Also, the sickness has descended on the bunker. I am so far immune, but my wife was not so lucky and has been stricken with a cold. I am doing my best to fulfill my role as healer, which on your world you call a physician, but as such, those duties take precedence over the show's needs. However, I owe you some new content this week, so this will be an 8-ounce episode, a junior or miss-sized show, as it were, where I talk about one story and have a little bit of beer. Speaking of beer, I recently hired a friend to compile a list of every beer I've had on the show, and while poring over the data of about 130 different beers, I noticed I haven't had a cream ale on the show since April of 2016. To rectify that, I have given the randomizer the week off, and hopefully so it won't get infected, and I have selected for myself Mother Earth Brewing Company's Cali Creamin, a 5% ABV cream ale. What even are cream ales anyway? BeerAdvocate.com defines a cream ale as... Spawned from the American light lager style, cream ales are brewed as an ale, though are sometimes finished with a lager yeast or lager beer mixed in. Adjuncts such as corn or rice are used to lighten the body. It is not uncommon for smaller craft brewers to brew all malt cream ales. Pale straw to pale gold color. Low hop bittering and some hop aroma, though some micros have given the style more of a hop character. Well carbonated and well attenuated. How well attenuated? Let's switch to the beer mic and find out. Now, one thing I failed to mention, this is actually a vanilla cream ale. The can says, tasting notes, vanilla bean, cool and crisp, smooth finish ale with natural flavor added. It's got kind of an orangey color and a pale white head and smells very creamy. Let's see if it tastes creamy. Delicious, like a good cream, non-alcoholic ale. Delicious. Engadget reports that something strange was reported to have occurred on the International Space Station on January 8th. 3 weeks into his mission on board the International Space Station, Japanese astronaut Norishige Kanai noticed something odd with his body. As one does in those situations, he immediately tweeted. He claims to have grown 9 centimeters, about 3.5 American inches, during his stay on the ISS after 3 weeks. Somehow, the 5.97-foot-tall astronaut had become 6.24 feet tall. You know, astronauts growing taller in space is actually not unusual. This is due to the lack of spine-compressing gravity. The lower back relaxes a bit in microgravity in what's called spinal unloading. It sounds very, very nice. Astronauts typically gain about 2 to 5 centimeters, which is roughly 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches in height, from which they return to their ordinary size once back on Earth and gravity recompresses their spine. Kanai's report of growing 9 centimeters, however, caused a bit of a panic. 9 centimeters had never been reported before, and, if true, the added height could have jeopardized Kanai's ability to get back to Earth. Currently, Russian Soyuz capsules are the only spacecraft capable of bringing squishy humans to and from the ISS. The capsules are a tight fit. If you're over 6 foot 3 inches tall, it looks like you'll just have to find another way to get home. 6 foot 3 inches in decimal is 6.25, and as I said, Kanai measured what he claims is 6.24 feet. Current ISS commander, cosmonaut Alexander Mishurkin, questioned Kanai's measurements, which prompted Kanai to take another look. Turns out Kanai made an error. He had only grown 2 centimeters, well within normal and well within the height requirements of the Soyuz capsule. Kanai is alive, well, and of normal size after all. The end. I am a little saddened that space won't randomly make you big after all. Oh well. Anyway, it's time for me to go check on my wife's well-being, so it's time for me to go. Please visit my sponsor, Pulp and Decollete, PulpandDeckele.com. And as always, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and giant astronauts about the show and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to gary@pulpanddeckle.com or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!